If you've read anything in the media, especially the women's magazines or the pop books, you will see an awful lot of syndromes described. Some expert somewhere will come up with a name for some pattern of behavior. Now, these syndromes are not actual disorders. They are just basically, well, what? Thumbnail sketches of, well, a summary term for a behavior. You get stuff like road rage syndrome, right? Basically what it describes. You get things like potty training aversion syndrome. The way you do it is you look at a bunch of behavior and then you decide there's a label for this. I'll put a label on it and then it'll make it sound like I really understand what's going on because I've labeled it. I know what it is. See, that's kind of like when we say diabetes. You know what diabetes is, especially type 1. Okay, it's destruction of the islet cells of the pancreas. They don't produce insulin anymore. Very clear. There's very clear blood work. There's very clear outcomes. There's very clear medications. Diabetes carries a lot of information. Road rage syndrome, for example, well, it doesn't carry much information at all. It basically tells you somebody gets upset driving. My point here is not road rage syndrome. My point here is that if I'm going to be a famous psychologist, which I am not yet, but if I want to be, I gotta come up with some summary labels for syndromes. The kinds of things that people would say, well, you know, Dr. Ray Guarendi has come up with a description of this, I think, that captures the essence, the etiology, and the prognostic indication of the disorder. So I've come up with one. And I don't want to think that this is clouded by the fact that I'm a parent. But I think there's no way around it. The syndrome I will call toilet roll syndrome. TRS. Yeah, you got to call it by its initials too. Like middle child syndrome, MCS. Kind of sounds like a financial institution, doesn't it? But actually, if you call it by its initials, you know you've really arrived. Toilet roll syndrome. Here's how it works. I'll describe to you a bit of my own personal experience, and I think that any of you who have, little juveniles of any age, including husbands, running around in your house, you will have experienced this syndrome. My oldest son is 24. My youngest daughter is 11. So there's 10 kids in that 12 years. Now you gotta figure. Do a little bit of mathematics. How many times have they gone to the bathroom? Tens of thousands of times? Minimum, right? Tens of thousands. Now, the average toilet roll, depending, if you have children, doesn't last very long. But typically, it'll last couple days, 3 days, 4 days, then it's empty. And you got to put a new one on. I cannot recall any time in the last 24 years that one of my children has replaced the toilet roll. Oh, no. Well, if they run out, they just get another one and put it on the back of the toilet. Or they think they've really gone the extra mile and they sit it on top of the toilet roll dispenser, the empty one. They just sit it there. That's good enough. Now, one might say, well, the toilet roll syndrome is just a manifestation of the immaturity of children. When they have their own house, they'll replace the toilet roll. I'm not so sure about that. However, I don't think that's the only explanation for toilet roll syndrome. I think it is a much deeper cultural shifting explanation. Oh, Dr. Ray, where are you going with this? You shrinks, you go too far on your interpretations anyway. Hear me out. For most of human history... Oh, here he goes. He's comparing human history to toilet rolls. Hold, Your Honor, I will make the connection here momentarily. Objection overruled. Proceed. Thank you. For most of human history, people had to struggle to survive. The day-to-day demands of food, shelter, making it, required a lot of work. A lot of work. And this began as soon as the kids were able to chip in. 3, 4, 5, 6-year-old kids. Probably did work far beyond the average 17-year-old today. In most of human history. And it's probably still that way in a lot of cultures. As a result, children and adults became accustomed to doing work. This was life. This is what you do. You have to do these things to make it. You don't survive otherwise. Or you don't survive well. You had to. You worked. That's what you did. Everybody pitched in so everybody could benefit. Well, the last, one might say century, but I won't go back that far. Modern Western society, 50, 60 years, we have made quantum leaps in leisure time, in labor-saving devices. We don't have to work like that. We just don't. The kids don't especially. Life is not physically hard for most kids. It's not. For most kids, life consists of lots of activities. They got school. Okay, that's, they do have school, but that isn't labor. It isn't hard, physical, manual labor. So what tends to happen is that anything that is an intrusion, anything that demands some kind of labor from them is out of the norm. This isn't the way we live. I don't get up at 4 o'clock and make sure there's coal piled in there so that it's warm in this place. I mean, what is changing a toilet roll if you have to get up at 4 a.m. to shovel coal? Come on, talk about a vacation. Oh, I just have to change the toilet roll? Oh, that's easy. But what happens is, when you become acclimated to much of your life being pleasure or activities or minimal physical demands, well, a toilet roll, it's an interruption. I don't want to have to take the 12.5 seconds required to take this thing, get the old one off, dump it in the trash, and then put the new one on. It's not on my schedule of activities. Now, one might think that this is all tongue-in-cheek. Toilet roll syndrome, TRS. Yes and no. I think there's legitimacy to it. I'm going to run with it. And if my syndrome makes the news, if I become a big star because of it, well, you people won't be able to call here and talk to me anymore. I will be 3 to 4 layers removed. You will call here and talk to my people. And I'll be so big, my people will have people. That's it. Why? The inventor of toilet roll syndrome. It explains a lot. It really does.